It's 12 feet long and 6 feet wide and covered with 1,500 watts worth of solar panels. They call it the Volkswagen.
We picked that name before the emission stuff with Volkswagen happened.
And unlike Volkswagen, you know, we don't have anything to hide here. We don't need to do any cheating because it is clean inherently.
Rick Brown and Billy Weitzenfeld are part of the volunteer team who built the Volkswagen. It can be hitched to any mid-sized pickup truck and can provide electricity wherever it goes.
We had the trailer at a local event, a Fandango music event, and so it was producing power for individuals that were actually staying there overnight. And because this particular location didn't have access to power, here we had a clean, renewable source, quiet, no generators. You know, how awesome is that?
Rick Brown is the owner of Solshine Energy Alternatives, which installs solar electricity systems. Billy Weitzenfeld is the executive director of the Association of Energy Conservation Professionals, a nonprofit trade association in Virginia. Their project is part of Sustain Floyd, a nonprofit booster of all things renewable there.
Our primary goal, we're not there yet, is to have this parked at the community market, which is another Sustain Floyd project. Every Saturday morning and power the vendors. If there's a band, power the band.
This off-grid solar mobile electric system has an inverter inside the trailer that converts the DC current from the panels to AC, the standard American current. Running right off the sun, it can power a small appliance or two, but it's the onboard batteries storing up energy that give it its lasting energy output. And if the Volkswagen is a rolling classroom for the technology of solar, Brown and Weitzenfeld are the teachers.
You know, you're not just showing someone a panel or handing someone a brochure. You're plugging things in, and then you can talk about how it works and what it costs and, you know, talking about how it's changed. I mean, I think Rick can remember this too. It wasn't long ago, it was $12 a watt. And then $10 a watt was kind of the norm for several years. And now, you know, it's $3 a watt. That's only in 4 or 5 years. So it's working. And all these deniers and anti-renewable energy people just need to recognize that.
Brown says the return on investment for installing residential solar panels keeps getting shorter. Right now, it's usually under 10 years.
Once you hit that return on investment, it's free energy. It's a hedge against rising prices and utility rates, which they're never static. They never go down. They always go up.
And there's no drilling. There's no pipelines. There's no oil spills. There's no, you know, transporting or leaking.
Brown and Weitzenfeld were not the first to come up with the idea for a mobile solar trailer. You can see them in other places. They remember when a Floyd resident did a similar thing decades ago. But that was when significant adoption of renewable energy was just a gleam in the eye of a small but passionate few. Now it looks like the world is catching up with them. I'm Robbie Harris.